crack a bank, disappear, kick back on a white sand beach. I'm a far cry from being a one night stand, but I ain't ready for a ring on my hand. I'm in between Friday night wild and quiet Sunday morning, between done after one and keep on pouring. Ain't too high, ain't too low, just holding down the middle steady as I go.
And on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A lingering shower or two tonight, cloudy sky and a low in the low 40s. Sunshine returns for Thursday and Friday, highs of 60 to 65. And we'll stay in the 60s through the weekend and into Memorial Day, a slight chance of rain each day. It's 55 right now.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. Good Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Hope it's treating you good out there. Our final Playmakers of the week. Well, because we got a game on Friday, so we still got sports. Your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our sports director, Michael Comer.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
Yeah, just the stresses of life.
Yeah,
know,
that's, yeah.
This weather, you know, that makes it tough to do work at the full-time job. And now I'm like, come on, sports, you got to carry me through this week.
It's crazy that when I'm in this studio is the most calm part of my day. It's weird. Just weird that that is the case, what we do with this, what we do for a living here and everything. We're here to have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
We're here, and we're wide open. Hit us in the number, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from every one of you. I want to say a big thank you to Quality Plus Printing, Family Natural Foods, sponsoring the show. We appreciate you. We're going to get into a couple of things today. I think at the halftime mark, when we come back from our first break, Michael, I'd like to get into a little more of our local scene with the WIA, some of the board approval things that went on and everything. We'll get into more of that around then. I want to get into, you know, certainly the news of the day in the NFL and some of the things going on there. But we kind of have to rewind for a second because we did not have a show yesterday when it was announced that the NFL is going to let players participate in flag football in the Olympics.
Yeah.
So I want to catch up on that before we get to today's news. And I asked the audience this the other day, and I'm still curious where people are falling on this one. If you, it's not, I think asking yourself, oh, if you want NFL players to play in this, that's one thing. I'm asking more specifically, what if every other quarterback is not involved? Jordan Love is the quarterback for the flag football team. What if Josh Jacobs is the running back for the flag football team? Look at it more that way. I'm looking at it from my team. I think people should look at it that way. Yeah. And how would you feel about it? And try to play this out in your head, every scenario. and how you feel about this, because I brought up, obviously, and a lot of this is coming up because of the, or, you know, popularity, the ratings, all of that at the right. NHL and their weekend, and how that went with the Four Nations tournament, how popular yep. that was, how successful it was, and I will say this. You know, USA finished second in that, and I am very thankful that we did. Without the American players that from the NHL, don't know how that goes.
No,
I personally, no matter what there's very few things in life that this land is not going to come first. That's just me. I'm not at all going to speak for anybody else. And I just growing up with a crazy athlete like my father, and his dream was not to make the NHL, was make the U.S. Olympic team.
Yeah.
That was his dream. Yep. Making the NHL would be really cool, pays the bills and all that.
Of course.
My dad wanted that red, white, and blue. He wanted to represent that so yes. badly. I can't even express how badly he wanted that. I'm coming into this, I think, with even a little bias. That to me, there's no question. If Caleb Williams wants to be the starting quarterback, I'm sure everybody in Wisconsin's okay with that, and so am I. Whatever the scenario is, whoever the best player is on said team, if Patrick Mahomes wants to do this, if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Not only do I want this, I'm proud of this. I get to brag about that.
Yeah.
I get to talk about it. I understand the injury concern.
Yes.
I completely get that. And I'm a little shocked that the NFL is okaying this because of the money involved and all of those things. But now that they've all right, they're okay with it. I think that it's an honor to have your players involved. I also want us to stop going to Europe with football.
Yes.
Can we please stop? The experiment didn't work. Football is not big over there. It's not big in Brazil. It's not big in any of these countries. They have an idea of the game now. Yeah. Cool. We did our job. We brought football to them. Very cool. Now, can we please stop and just focus on the growing the game through the Olympics?
You've seen Grumpy Old Men, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. God,
yes,
and yes. And what is it Burgess Meredith says? You can wish in one hand and you know what in the other, and see which one gets filled first. That's the way it's going to be with playing internationally.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you. I totally agree. But for me, it's not. For me, I'm not just like, okay, yeah, I don't want them to. I wish they'd stay in the States. But you know what?
Got numb to it.
Yeah. 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 That's what it is. As far as that, I think some of the parameters with that was it's only one player per team.
Yes.
So this is the closest to an all-star team you're going to have. This is great. I mean, the last time I know that there was an all-star team was back in the day when I think it was the college all-stars would always take on the champions of the NFL, which they played the Packers a few times.
Real quick, there's a great, great video of Walter Payton like shaking the cleats out of Mean Joe Green and Jack Lambert and all these guys at like 18.
Yep.
Like he makes a 5-yard play. It looks like young Barry Sanders.
Yep.
It's Walter, but it looks like Barry. So I had to bring that up. I love that video.
And they stopped doing that for whatever reason. I don't really care what the reason is, but they stopped doing it.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty cool. And that's one thing that I wish the NHL Jumpin' Sports would decide. It's either you will allow your players to play in the Olympics or not, because you're not helping anybody.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so the NHL needs figured out, and I'm glad that NFL did. And there's so many things that's coming out with the NFL right now that it's just, this is almost must-see TV. This is a soap opera. You got the that just came out 2 days ago, the hit piece on Favre on Netflix. And I say hit piece because that's what everything I've read about it has said about it.
Mm-hmm.
The schedule came out. The meeting today with Tush Push, which I know we're going to get into in a little bit. But as far as flag football, I mean, let's talk about flag football just a minute here. That is one of the fastest growing sports in the country. And I mean, women's wrestling's there, lacrosse is there. Okay. I mean, women's wrestling, I think, is a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
But with a flag football, I mean, you're seeing states' high school sports associations start doing girls' flag football.
Yeah.
And I mean, are they going to eventually do a boys'? Maybe. I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But it's something that's growing huge.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of excited to see where it goes. And I mean, You are the United States of America. You should win just about everything, but you should win. Yep. And there's going to be NFL players that want to play for Canada. Because mm-hmm. There's some that'll play for England. I'm sure there's some Germans in there, wherever they may be. I'm sure, and just because the heritage of some of the African Americans, there might be some African countries in there which I think is kind of cool on
could
its own
pretty
right.
Interesting, it,
right? You're really probably interesting you might that. See you might see teams from countries that you would never expect because of the heritage. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really, really, really cool. But still, if you're the United States and you don't blow out everybody 82 to nothing, there's something wrong.
Utter dominance. I want it like it's a Madden game and you got it on easy.
It should be like a late 90s Rapids wrestling team. If you don't win by 50, there's a problem.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking with that. Quote Barry Switzer, hang half 100 by halftime.
Yep. The flag football resolution establishes rules and a basic structure for how the NFL hopes to see the process work. They are a permission for any player under the NFL contract to participate in tryouts, a limit of one player per NFL team on each national team participating, to Michael's point, which also I think makes room for people who are playing flag football right now to be a part of this. They deserve to be able to play and stuff too.
Because there's some good athletes that are playing the pro flag, whatever it is. I have not researched enough to know.
I haven't either.
I mean, that's total transparency on my part.
Same.
But you're going to have some guys, some Joe Schmoes like us, way more athletic, of course. But I'm speaking for myself on that.
I hear you.
But you're going to have some Joe Schmoes, lockered up next to Justin Jefferson and Josh Jacobs. That's living the NFL dream without actually being an NFL
it really
player.
Is. Wow.
And who knows? This could be an in for some people into the NFL. Now, how you can make the catch, you can make the leaps, you got speed, but how do you react to getting your butt leveled? That's going to be the question.
There's also a purchase of league-wide insurance policies to provide injury protection for any player injured while participating. So that's always good for the player, for the team. That's helping. There's going to be a salary cap credit for any player who is injured. So there is a positive even there where you're really covering your bases. And then an expectation that Olympic flag football teams will establish medical staffs as well, and a schedule that does not unreasonably conflict with NFL players' league and club responsibilities.
Right.
So, we're going to find this out in real time, figure it out by 2028. But so far, so good with these rules. And I don't get to say this very often, and definitely not in the next hour. Well done, NFL. Well done.
Yeah.
It's a smart move.
I thought it was going to be come to Penn State.
That is what I would like to be saying. But I'm excited about this. I think this is a really cool opportunity.
Me
and
too.
I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with it. So on to today with the NFL rules that came and weren't. So for one of those, there is the Lions have withdrawn their proposal for the NFL playoff reseeding. They pulled that, so that wasn't even voted on.
Right.
And I don't know why. I'm guessing the only reason that's done is when you don't have the votes. You've surveyed everybody.
Yeah.
You've talked about it. And there's not the votes there. That's a bit of a shame, I think, because the league is only getting more and more top heavy. And you're going to have more of this where one division is going to stand up in the whole side of that aisle and everything, where the AFC, NFC, you're going to have divisions that are just going to be dominant, and then ones that are like the NFC East was a couple of years ago, where their leading team had a losing record and stuff.
It's parody.
But it doesn't happen often enough that I don't know that we needed to reseed stuff. I think it's something that might come down the line, but I don't know if it's something that they had to do right now. I could see how Detroit wouldn't have had the votes.
See, and that's where I'll say back in 2013, the Randall Cobb on 4th and 12 from Soldiers Field. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the NFC North was that bad that year that it was 8-7-1. Packers won the division, and they lost on a last-second kick and when it was colder than cold to the 49ers. Now, how often is that? I mean, there was once a 7-9 Seahawks team, or was it Rams, that won the West a few years, about 15 years ago, whatever it was, it doesn't happen regularly. And here's the way it's set up is that your first four seeds are division winners. And the NFL isn't going to go away from that. You won your division. Why are you being punished?
Yeah.
Why are you being punished?
Yeah.
And I mean, the way it's set up, an entire division can make the playoffs. I mean, let's just say that the Packers win the North, for example. Detroit, Minnesota, Chicago, they just beat the snot out of each other. They all split. They all get swept by the, let's just say, for the argument, they get swept by the Packers, so there's two losses on all those teams. But then they split with it, with themselves, and then they just beat the snot out of everybody else. Okay, all four teams can make the division, or I mean make the playoffs, and what then you say, well, maybe Green Bay gets this top seed or whatever. You're going to have a lot of rematches, and they're going to be good games. So I mean, the way it's set up now, I think it's the most fair with seven teams, but at the same time, I do understand people's complaints about it. But man,
I don't know. I don't think it's worth. I don't think it's worth. Overthinking too much.
No.
We'll see if it becomes a thing eventually.
I doubt it.
More of a problem in the NBA than it is in the NFL.
Oh, I think
it's
so
more
too.
Of a problem there. But the big story of the day, of course, was the tush push or the brotherly shove or whatever words you want to use to call it. For those that haven't heard, that did not get banned. It is still in the NFL.
By two votes.
By two votes. It was that close. And you got to believe that nobody is more angry right now than Roger Goodell. Because there's no way that this gets as far as it does along the way it does without him. And by Roger Goodell, I mean other owners. Because he's not thinking for himself here. Roger Goodell, and this is nothing against Roger Goodell. This is just the job he signed up for. You've never really heard Roger Goodell's opinion. You really don't know what Roger Goodell thinks.
Right.
And he is a mascot for the owners.
Yes.
He goes out there and he is the mouthpiece for all the NFL owners.
Yes.
That's his job. And in case it isn't common knowledge, that should be noted. I have no idea anything about Roger Goodell other than his look, and he likes sweaters. That's it. And he could take, man, and say whatever you want about Roger Goodell. Every year we see that man from some of the youngest, biggest, strongest athletes in the world take the push, the punch, that whether it's the big hug or the crazy pickup or whatever, he's standing after every one of them, man. So, I mean, I give him a little bit of credit.
Oh, me too.
Just that much
too.
Credit. That's all. I'm giving him credit for that. That's about it. But so he's pushing this. This doesn't happen. One other side note that I think is quite interesting, being reported by ESPN, Indianapolis Colts, Shane Steinach, and Arizona Cardinals, Jonathan Gannon, both coached on former Eagles. They're both former Eagles coordinators, both voted in favor of the ban. So I thought that was a little interesting there. And there's one other note about this, too. You noticed that the only NFL team without an owner was the one that was pushed to propose this.
Yeah.
Obviously strategic. You know, it's hard for Jeffrey Lurie to get mad at the Green Bay Packers owner and have anything against him when there is no owner. So that's why that happened. I don't care what anybody else says. I'm throwing that out there. Wild speculation.
I thought it,
but
too.
But it's been thought about and talked about by plenty of other people, much smarter and have a bigger microphone than I do. But I'm standing on that. I don't have any doubt in my mind about that.
I don't disagree with you on that either. And it's going to be what I've always said, because I've been asked several times, what do you think about it, Mike? What do you think about it? And I said, go ahead and ban it. I said, go ahead and do it. I'm not looking at it any other way. And they're like, well, injuries, is it because of this? And I said, no. The Ice Bowl.
Mm.
You could not push into the end zone. It's Jimmy Taylor, I think it was Jimmy Taylor, going into the end zone and his hands up in the air and everyone's saying, oh, you're signaling touchdown, he knew they won. No, it was to show that he didn't push Bart Starr in the back, because that would have been illegal and Green Bay would have lost the game. Mm-hmm. So, and that field was ice, and the whole story, because they put the blanket over it all night long and had a nice little bit of moisture under there because of the heating coils. They took it off, and it flash froze. And it was just a mess, and it was a skating rink, and people could not get their footing or anything like that. And Starr said, hey, I think I can get enough push. Just, you better go. And, okay. And the thing is, you can do it without the push.
Yeah.
You can do it. So that's why I'm saying, hey, it happened here. It can happen now.
Heard Matt LaFleur on the Dan Patrick Show talking about this, that they had actually more success with the QB sneak, the traditional QB sneak, than they did with that push with Jordan Love. And there's nothing that can convince me that Jalen Hurts, who can squat an apartment building, couldn't make it happen almost on his own. I don't even know if he needs an offensive line.
It's almost like a massive insurance policy with it.
The kid is just stacked with the legs and everything.
Yes.
He's fine. He can do this no matter what. There's one other side story here that to keep an eye on, especially here in Wisconsin, if what pushback there might be to Green Bay because of proposing this, which is ridiculous and silly, but that's NFL owners. And that's something that's being talked about in a hush right now. We'll see whatever happens with that. That's probably much ado about nothing. Once the season kicks off, I doubt anybody's even going to be thinking about it. I think people are going to be talking much more about Green Bay and Philadelphia facing off.
Yeah, and that was the next thing I was going to say was what's I think will happen is you're probably going to see a steady anything short yardage, they're going to tush-push or brotherly shove or whatever you want to call it. They're going to do that. Anything short yardage, anything questionable, they're going to line up and try to do that to Green Bay. And are they going to get a few? Yeah, they're going to. Are they going to get stopped butt cold a few times? Probably.
You know, it's San Antonio Spurs basketball. It's not that exciting, but it's efficient and it wins. And that's, I don't like the play. I don't think that we should even be having this conversation because the NFL should have never changed the rule in the first place back in 2015 or whatever they did. And I've never heard a legitimate reason for why they changed it other than, oh, the language wasn't clear. That's never stopped you before. It's not like we got rid of catching in football. Nobody knows what a catch is, but we're still doing that. Like, that's ridiculous. What a dumb reason to do something. Imagine if we don't have to imagine too much, but, if other things in life were run that way. It doesn't make any darn sense. So I don't think this shouldn't even be a conversation. Shouldn't have ever been a football move. The fact that it is, now the whole goal for me with all of this, because I never thought for a second it was going to get banned. I was a little surprised that it was got brought up again, and I thought then that maybe it had a little bit of life, a puncher's chance.
I thought I was really surprised it was that close. Two.
Yeah, me too.
Two, and I'm like, the whole NFC East was against it, so I mean, no surprise.
Yeah,
just about everybody, but Detroit was against it from the north. Now, from what I saw,
Now I'm just excited about seeing these great defensive coordinators figure out a way to stop it because there is going to be a way. There was a time when they thought that the greatest show on turf was going to be, what football was now going forward.
Yeah.
And it's not. No. We're getting rid of the running back. Well, guess what? The running back is still king. You know, all these other things. It's all parody. Shotgun offenses.
West Coast offense. Spread option. Spread. And you see the evolution of the game going a little bit faster not high school, but college football, because you see, what was it back in the 70s and 80s?
Yeah.
It was the wishbone option. It was going crazy. It was beating everybody. And then what do you get towards the end of the 80s, most of the 90s, early mid-90s? Power eye, pro eye. And then once you start, and that was maybe even a little bit more into the 2000s. But right when you started seeing all these teams with the speed, you see the Oklahomas, the Texas Tech, the air raid spread option, or the spread. And then they go, spread option. That was when Sham Newton was there and Auburn and Oregon was up there with it too. So you see the evolution of the game faster in college, but you see it trickle on down the flavor of the week into the NFL, and it works for a couple of years, but those guys are so big, fast, smart, strong. Those are the players. And then you got the coordinators who are smart, and the people under them that specific positions, what about this wrinkle? And they combine a bunch of wrinkles into a whole fold, and then they stop that, and then it's back to the drawing board for the offensive coordinator. So I mean, it's a wonderful chess match.
Yeah.
It's great, but you just see it. You see the writing on the wall at the college level before you get to the pro.
And there is going to be, Hard Knocks. Buffalo Bills are going to be featured during Hard Knocks this year, so that's a little interesting. I don't know. When it comes down to it, I mean, much ado about nothing when it comes to the push-tush or whatever. I want people to stop it. That's what I'm going to be looking forward to. I don't believe that 20 years from now people are still going to be doing that move. I think it'll be stopped somehow. I'm not very excited about some of the other things. They've killed the onside kick.
It has lost
all the fun and excitement that it ever had.
And the kickoff.
My favorite thing in all of sports, kick and punt returning. It just might be. It's in the top five for me. It's how much I enjoy it and love it.
Well, I got you, buddy.
It is pure nostalgia for me as a kid. But at the same time, I almost, that's another thing that I've gotten numb to. The NFL, if the NFL, and when the NFL does go down in ratings and in some of these things, it will be the NFL's fault.
Yes.
It will be its own fault. It will. The only thing that will destroy the NFL is the NFL.
And that's, and I think they're on the path to that, to a credit to your point earlier about spending all the time internationally. The moment you put that Super Bowl international, the moment you take the draft international,
yeah.
And once they go to 18 games, every team will play international. You're going to have a lot of people really, you know what, it off.
Yeah.
And I'll be one of them.
There is that day's getting closer and closer. And they're not only doing that, but with that and the streaming and the cable.
That's really getting me mad.
And the fact that you used to know, okay, I go to this or this or this for my game. Now you've got 20, 30 options, and you don't even know how to get to half of them. And that's 20 somethings. I'm not even talking about seniors or anybody with, you know, some of the issues with tech and some of our senior population or anything like that. It's kids that even have apps on their phone and don't know where to go, which one to go to, or they don't have the money to own 18 streaming services so they can watch all these games.
Yep. It's getting so stupid that I'm getting to the point where I'm going to have to buy myself a different TV, because the one that I do have is not one of the smart TVs. Because it's a good TV. It's an old TV.
Right.
Well, there's no reason for me to move it.
God, I hear you.
And the one in my bedroom is an old box TV yet, that the only reason why it got moved to my bedroom was because it got affected when we had a tree that got hit by lightning right by the house. And there's a little discolor right in the upper left corner.
Mm.
But the whole thing still stinking works, so there's no reason to throw it out, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But anyways, so, okay, let's say it goes to this, was that I'm going to have to buy a subscription to the Netflix or the Peacock or the whatever, that I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I only need it for these 4 months out of the year. Yeah, but you're buying a yearly subscription. No, I don't need it for a year.
Right.
I just need it for these 4 months.
Yeah.
And then that's not going to fly, because they've already started to go about that. Oh, it's a year subscription. I don't need it for a year. I need it for 4 months. So I'm not going to waste my money.
Yeah.
But no, too bad. You want to watch it. So, I mean, there's a lot of bars that are really mad about it. Now, some of them, depending on their cable provider, and I'm not endorsing one over the other, but some of them get the business one that, we get the NFL Network for the Thursday night games. And whenever they do like a Saturday or whatever, that's not on the NFL Network, but it's the Prime, the Amazon. Well, they're not doing that yet with the Peacock.
Yeah.
And that's causing problems. I got a good friend who's a Kansas City fan, and he's besides himself. You mean, and the Southern Saint or Missouri accent. You mean to tell me, and it's that real soft,
it's
rounded
really soft one. Yep, I got my papa's best friend growing up at the same one.
Yep, or Southern Illinois has it too.
Yes.
He's like, you mean to tell me I have to do this? And I'm like, Dave, yeah, you do.
That is a great limited impression. We need to bring that back more often. That in the real Rolodex,
man. I'm hearing my grandpa Comer in my head right now, because he was the same way from St. Louis.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. I want to get into some local stuff with you, Michael, talking a little bit about some of the things that the WIA has put upon. Also, I got a little bit of Wisconsin Badger football to talk with you. Got that coming up. And we'll talk some Rafters, Green Bay football schedule for 2025. We still haven't really gotten the dive and all that.
Yeah.
So we got about 2 hours of show left for a half an hour.
We could even talk about the WNBA, because I got a heck of an opinion on that one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we got all that to get into. Coming up on Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for planting season. Their knowledgeable team has been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you heirloom seeds, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take to empower your health and save some money. Family Natural Foods offers seeds starting at 99 cents a pack. Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, putting the farm back into pharmacy.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing. On 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi, this is Dottie B, host of Weekend Wake Up. Join me each Sunday morning during the 10 o'clock hour as I bring you the Gospel Country Music Hour, where we'll hear a blend of the classic gospel you know and love and some new artists along the way. Join us each Sunday morning on 105.5 WIRI.
Your weather is brought to you by Ella's Greenhouse, 1014 Church Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Mention this ad and save $10 on your next $50 purchase. Make your yard more colorful with Ella's Greenhouse.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A lingering shower to tonight, cloudy sky and alone the low 40s. Sunshine returns for Thursday and Friday, highs of 60 to 65. And we'll stay in the 60s through the weekend and into Memorial Day, a slight chance of rain each day. It's 55 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at WIRI 105.5. James and Michael hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Do appreciate all your calls and your feedback. Everybody, keep it coming. We want to hear from you. 715-424-2600. You're just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Feel better texting in. That's fine. I'll be keeping an eye on that. We want to talk with you. We'll be talking some Rafters, Badger football, plenty of other things coming up in the show today. But, Michael, I want to get into the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's Board of Control approved five conference realignment fast track recommendations, realignment process changes, and spring cooperative teams. Some moves going on with the WIAA.
Yeah. There always is.
There always is, right? Right. That's just it. I wonder how many of these organizations, NFL, WIA, all of them, are just doing like busy work. Sometimes it feels like that whole, I think we've all worked with this person who's not doing anything until the boss comes in the room. And then all of a sudden they're grabbing the broom and trying to look busy or whatever. I feel like that's what happens with a lot of these sports organizations where we're not paying attention. They're just trying to look busy.
If you're trying to attack me, James, just go ahead and say my name.
We
can step out in the parking lot.
Yeah, we can handle this.
All right.
That's what our halftime will be. Our next, for our 4:45 break, we'll go ahead and we'll figure that out.
I'll be back in 2 minutes, guys.
We'll be in 2 minutes.
I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, you got a boxer over here.
Yeah, but the wrestler gets a hold of you.
That's just it. You got to catch me. You got to get me, man. That's it. With these changes, anything standing out to you about any of this stuff that's going on?
A lot of the actual changes are in Southern Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. The like conference realignment, mm-hmm. The processes that they're talking about. I haven't read too much on that. There's a lot going on.
It's not really affecting us here.
But most of those conference alignment changes are weird. Because it's all down south.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a thing that the WIA's made me a little more mad about, because it seems like they're focusing on appeasing down there and forgetting about up here. And by up here, I mean like the Big Rivers Conference over in Eau Claire, the Wisconsin Valley Conference, the Marrowwood, the Great Northern. I feel that they are kind of ignoring us a little bit.
Yeah, I'm as far as locally, so the other independent programs moving into conferences for 25-26 season include St. Mary's Catholic to the Bay Conference in girls golf, and Stevens Point Area Senior High to the Bay Valley Lakes Conference in boys lacrosse.
Yeah.
There's not, other than that, I didn't see much local. That was as close as I saw anything here in central Wisconsin really being affected. But I have to say, though, anytime I see WIAA in changes, I immediately am holding my breath.
Well, and there have been some already, because they've come out with some of our winter pairings, and Rapids Hockey still Division One, even though they're right on that cusp of D2. Rapids Gymnastics, who's looking for a new coach currently, Kylie Barnes stepped down after 3 years. That was in last week's newsletter, by the way.
Yes, nice work.
That was one where, you know, I'm disappointed, because I always like talking to her, and I think mm-hmm. she did a great job. That's like, oh, well, now I get to meet someone new, which is cool. But there's just the amount of turnover at that school right now is just kind of hard for me to still fathom.
Yeah.
But Rapids Gymnastics going back to Division One after 1 year in Division Two. And it's all based on enrollment. It's not skill. It's none of that. It's strictly enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it a little bit different. It makes it a little tougher sometimes, but the quality of gymnastics gymnasts at Lincoln, Urban, I mean, she's very good, went to state as a freshman, finished middle of the pack in her two events. I mean, there's plenty of room, and now going up into Division One, depending on the section, and the section I believe they're going to, which doesn't make any sense to me. They're going northwest, you know, like mm-hmm. Eau Claire, Hudson, Eau Claire, Rice Lake, whereas Stevens Point is going over the Fox Valley.
Yeah.
And that never made much, not even the Fox Valley per se. It was like north side of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, wait, what are you doing here? It's like I've always said, WIA doesn't know how to read a map sometimes. Like my rants with the wrestling sectionals from mm-hmm. this past winter, which that will be addressed, I believe, in the middle of summer or sometime in the summer.
Mm.
Because they're looking at revamping the postseason in wrestling and kind of focusing off of like regionals and it's a lot to understand.
Yeah, yeah. Looking into other sports and what we're going to be covering here at WIRI tomorrow, 4:35, Stratford at Assumption. Mike and Seth going to cover that one for you. I've got another game for you on Friday, but real quick, a little bit of some people might be like, oh, there's a change up there. We had yes. a little bit of a change with Nakusa, and interesting, not I don't know about interesting choice by Nakusa, but understandable choice by Nakusa, I would think.
The big thing is it's not even Nakusa's choice, really. It's the South Central Conference. And this time of year, when you are at the end of the regular season, you're starting playoffs. Yes, playoffs. Yes, I'm talking playoffs. When it comes to that, what ends up happening is you need to get your conference games in. You have non-conference games scheduled. Well, cancel them. You need to get your conference games in. And that's what ended up happening. It's a two-way street, actually, because it was Nakusa. They needed to play the Dells down in the Dells tomorrow in baseball. And Assumption, they needed to play Stratford here in baseball and softball. And I said, well, we haven't done, unfortunately, not everybody's going to get on the radio this year the way Mother Nature was and just staffing and everything mm-hmm. like that. That's why there's so much more softball than baseball on the radio this year, just the way the schedule worked.
Yep.
That it works out for Assumption because they get to do their Merriwood Conference South Division mm-hmm. game with Stratford, and it's a chance for me to go up in the press box of Witter Field.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that.
It's going to be a fun game, and yes, that's a fun experience to be able to do.
Possibly the last baseball game of the season on the airwaves. I mean, well, there are some playoffs that are coming up. Next week starts our playoff run. The Division I softball brackets will be coming out tonight, so I will be able to shoot that message out tonight, Friday, so that Pam can get everything scheduled, the wonderful job, and get the whatever we have to do on our end to make sure those games are on our airwaves. The first game on Tuesday, I'm planning on Lincoln softball. They should be home. I mean, they're 16-4. They better have a home game. And then that it would be the Thursday would be a regional final, and that I'm penciling it in. Assumption softball hosting Auburndale for the regional final at Robinson Park. Penciling that in. It's going to be good. Assumption beat them 2-0 in the first meeting this year, 2-1, whatever it was back in early April. And then about 3 days later, they played again at Robinson, and Auburndale got them this time with like four doubles in the first inning. I think they won like 4-1. So it's going to be good softball. And then the winner of that one goes and takes on two-time defending Division V champion Pacelli over at Spud Field and Plover. So
yeah, exciting new to hear, and I completely got distracted by nostalgia when you mentioned Robinson Park. I'm thinking about it. I don't know if there's anywhere in all of central Wisconsin, maybe in all of Wisconsin, that I have more nostalgic memories than Robinson Park. I spent so much time there and so many moments there.
It depends on where you grew up. I mean, Port Edwards softball team plays at Ripple Creek mm-hmm. Park, mm-hmm. and I'm sure our Port Edwards friends down that way. Boy, Ripple Creek, man. So I mean, I get it. You know, I totally get it. Or our Nakusa friends like Kevin. Mm-hmm. You talk about Holland Field.
Yeah.
Man, you George. I mean, he was my mom's driving instructor, for crying out loud, and he still goes out to the games when he's able to. So it's just, we have it pretty good here.
Yeah,
we do. So, and then baseball brackets come out tonight too.
Yes.
So I've got a long night of tomfoolery on the computer, getting the newsletter finalized and getting my stuff ready for the playoffs and everything that goes with it. So what we know and what we can provide for you here on 105.5 WIRI FM, of course, we'll get it out to you as fast as we can and bring you the best coverage that we can, just like we have all season long.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what we do in the summer, because, I mean, the Rafters start, and I know that's where you want to go, but that's not going to be too long until we're worried about football Friday nights, and I'm already compiling that list, and we're even looking to expand more. I know Seth talked about volleyball and boys soccer, and it's really tough to do tennis or cross country, but we're going to do the best and give you the best coverage that you can get in central Wisconsin.
And you know that we're going to be covering wrestling again, that we're going to be able to bring that feature to you again. Like we've missed that in the last couple of years. Yeah. We haven't been able to cover it like we used to here with Terry Steak and stuff. So.
And I was even trying out my wrestling calls, because I mean during the Rafter games when they'd start, or during the River Kings games, excuse me, when they'd start fighting and pushing and shoving and the fisticuffs start.
Perfect.
I mean, when they'd knock him down on the ice, I'd say, he's counting lights. There's a five count. There's five back points come. And Rory McGibbon, the color guy, he's just laughing. He's like, so how many points is that in wrestling? No, I'm like, I'm kind of showing what I got here, buddy. Right. Come on.
We'll have a game for you on Friday right here at 105.5 420 Mensa at Wisconsin Rapids at Lincoln. Mike and Beth covering that one for you.
Yep.
And that means there will be no playmakers on Friday, but I will be working behind the scenes. I will be recording an interview with a new field manager for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Coach Ziggy, going to be joining us. So I'll be recording that. We'll play it. We'll get it on the pod for you a little bit later. Maybe even play it on Wednesday, next, a week from now, because we won't have a show on Monday either with Memorial Day. But we will have Rafter baseball for you. Rafters kick off the season on Memorial Day. Rafters hosting the Green Bay. Should be booyah. Austin Thomas going to be calling that one. Got to talk to Austin, get to know him the other day.
I heard that the other day.
That kid's got a good voice, man. He's going to be fun to hear it all summer long. Want to encourage you to get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. Single game package tickets are available. Make your plans for the summer at Winterfield. And I don't sell stuff. I just talk about things I already believe in. I learned real quick in radio that in order to take care of our people, to take care of us and sponsoring and all those things, I got to believe in it. If I don't believe in Acme hand wipes, I'm not going to be able to talk about them. You're just going to hear me say, and this was brought to you by Acme hand wipes. And moving on, you know, that's just the way I am. I can't fake my job. I'm not good at it. I'm not good at office politics, and I'm not good at faking on the airwaves here. If that isn't painfully obvious to everybody I've ever worked with and has heard me on the air here. So I it's rare for me to do this, but I really think this is cool. Pizza Ranch, the Rafters have a rookie pack available. You'll receive a ticket to all three fun-filled games. Opening day, where you get they have the Oar giveaway on the 26th. Agriculture night, halfway to Halloween night, kids TV takeover night. They got an exclusive t-shirt involved with this. All kinds of other fun things, and it's a great package. You do this, and then you know you're set, and you get a free ticket to the Aquatic Center, too. A chance to be a kid announcer. There's some really fun things a part of that package. I have to admit, as a kid who loved announcing, I love the idea of a little kid getting a chance to announce.
Oh, like they do at Brewer Games.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So I think it's a fun package, and I encourage you to check that out. And certainly keep an eye on all the cool things that they are doing over there, because they got some really, not only fun things lined up, but 5 days away from the season, and got some signings that have been happening, too. So that has been pretty cool to see.
Constantly signing there.
Yeah, we are just days away from Rafter baseball. We couldn't be more excited about it. And you can catch every game, every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter baseball all season long, right where it belongs at 97.5 WFHR, home of Wisconsin Rapids Rafter baseball, as it always has been. And we'll be following along with that. We'll have Meet Your Rafters going on here on Playmakers, getting to know the boys of summer a little bit more throughout the season. Michael, before we go to break, wanted to bring this one up. Shifting gears again, going into college football. Notre Dame at Wisconsin will play their postponed Lambeau Field game on September 6th, 2026, a Sunday, in the first college football contest at the historic Green Bay venue in a decade.
Yeah, that sounds about right. The that game that was before was against LSU. I want to say 16-14, Badgers won, and that was when Mr. Wisconsin Rapids Vince Beagle was a senior for the Badgers, if I remember correctly, and he then went on to get drafted by the Packers, and unfortunately, a lot of injuries in his career. But very proud of that Red Raider there.
Yeah.
But that's I'm waiting for them at some point. You have bowl games all over the place now. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think the playoff has diminished the Bulls, mm-hmm. and they may be on life support as far as I know, some of them. And I don't like it. Well, they're probably not because there's still money involved flowing.
Well, but I know but what you, the mean.
You get what I'm saying.
Yeah, they'll be played, but I don't know how much people will care.
Right.
You know, well, to your point.
Yes, and unfortunately, that I'm finding that out in a lot of conversations that I have to be happening more and more and more, and I don't like it. But but you're having bowl games. The Pinstripe Bowl, where's that played? Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. Then they have the one at Fenway. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, granted, those are it gets cold there. It gets nasty there in the winters, but it's still overall a little bit warmer than Green Bay, Wisconsin in December. And do you think the Packers organization wants to see a college football game in December at Lambeau Field? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But what – I mean, for crying out loud, you have one in Boise.
Yeah.
But that, no, that's fake turf. I get it.
Oh, but I think you can make an argument that it'd be smart for them to do it.
I mean, even at Soldier's Field, even though the injury thing might be a little too much there, because we both know how – we've talked at length about the condition of Soldier Field. Yeah. But Lambeau is such good shape, and that grounds crew does an amazing job. And that's why I kind of sit here and say, Packers, money.
Yeah,
and I mean, you got to if you finish even, okay, then don't. But if you finish in the black, man, you're making more money for that building. You're making more money for the organization. You're bringing more money into the region, and it's Lambeau Field.
I completely agree with you, and I think that the answers to all your questions end with money.
Yes,
and I think that that's certainly noted. I also have to catch myself because as excited as I am about the idea of that, and I love college football games and baseball arenas and all these things. I also last show and any show I get a chance, the hill that I will die on most in anything in the NFL is if I'm a player, I'm not signing a player union deal until they guarantee that the field is going to be, you know, pristine in every NFL game. Every NFL game.
Yep.
I don't want the Bruce Springsteen and the boss playing the night before.
I totally agree.
And this, if you get this game in between a two-week stretch and you can repurpose the field before the Packers play on it or anything, I'm very okay with it.
Yep.
I'm just hesitant to believe that the NFL owners would do that. That they, it feels like every one of these owners, as much, and I take it, I completely get it, I agree with it as far as the way the Soldier Field looks.
Yeah.
Cleveland, Pittsburgh, they're just as bad, and they're almost worse in some ways because they will have a rock concert the night before before they let the Steelers hit the field
in
some of these
things. I don't know about Pittsburgh in that regard. I mean, I could be wrong. I haven't researched it.
I have mainly in part, and I'll be completely honest about this, to see if Chicago was the worst because I thought they were.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, am I just being biased because of my you know.
What about Kansas City? Where do they rank on
When I saw that, I didn't even see, it was a ranking of 10. It didn't even have all the NFL teams.
And of Kansas the worst City was outdoor, not on it. Of the worst outdoor
worst
turf.
Outdoors teams, the top 10. And this is probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
Packers so weren't
it's
on
been
that.
A little while. Nope.
Yeah,
Green Bay was not
so.
Even on it. And part of the argument in the conversation with that was, well, they don't have a lot of other activities at Lambeau Field.
Right.
Like they do in other major parks and stuff.
And when they do, it's not even close like when they had was it Jimmy Buffett well either way they had Billy Joel there once and then they had a big country
thing. I think you could
then they
do
had
this.
Then they had the Bayern Munich and Man City game. I mean, that was cool.
We've never been better about just throwing turf on a field quickly. I mean, it's amazing the way these grounds crews can work nowadays and the things that they can do.
Yep.
They are one of the most underappreciated parts of sports, ground crews. And the amazing work that they do in baseball, football, all these things. Same thing in hockey with your Zamboni workers and all of that. There's no reason that you can't have a rock concert and then 24 hours later have an NFL game. They can do it. They just got to do it. They just got to put the time, money, and effort into it. And if they're doing that, then I'm all for a college football bowl game in December at Lambeau Field or any of these things. But they got to do those things first.
But the thing with Lambeau Field that makes it maybe a little bit more of an oddball is it's that blended – turf because you have real grass in there, but it's also got the artificial sprigs in there that gives it that hybrid. I forget the exact name of it, and we can research that another time. But that's where Green Bay maybe has a leg up on it because you have the best of both worlds. You have real with artificial mixed in.
Notre Dame will make its Lambeau Field debut and serve as the home team. NBC will televise the game, of course, the contest on Labor Day weekend. And Wisconsin participated in the last college game at Lambeau Field, beating LSU in 2016, as Michael was accurately saying. Lambeau had not hosted a college game since St. Norbert at Fordham back in 1983. That was the one
it was
I wanted
the
to
80s, yeah.
That's St. Norbert and at Fordham. If anybody had that one, man, good on you for doing that. Michael and I will take our final break. We'll come back, get into a little bit of the Packers schedule. I want to talk about a little of that with you and some more fun. And we want to take your phone calls, everybody. 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation here at Playmakers.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for planting season. Their knowledgeable team has been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you heirloom seeds, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take to empower your health and save some money. Family Natural Foods offers seeds starting at 99 cents a pack. Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, putting the farm back into pharmacy.
This is 105.5 WYRI.
In your darkest hour,
lies, 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 look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
WYRI. On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Your weather is brought to you by Ella's Greenhouse, 1014 Church Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Mention this ad and save $10 on your next $50 purchase. Make your yard more colorful with Ella's Greenhouse.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A lingering shower to tonight, cloudy sky and a low in the low 40s. Sunshine returns for Thursday and Friday, highs of 60 to 65. And we'll stay in the 60s through the weekend and into Memorial Day. A slight chance of rain each day. It's 55 right now.
Welcome back, everyone. Playmakers here at WIRI 105.5, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Winter getting colder.
Little Toby to play us in. Played us in to begin. Play us out.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Mr. Keith. Man, you talk about people you miss all the time. I know.
Well, we had another one.
And we did. Michael and I wanted to take a moment to, there is a sports tie in here. Because not only Chicago's own, but a high school graduate up here in Wisconsin, George Wendt. We lost him over the last 24 hours. And a super fan, I was joking about this with some of my students and teachers over at Second City, where George got his start, actually.
Yeah.
At Chicago Second City. Was he an SNL cast member? Because he was on it so much, and he was such an integral part of that a certain era of that show.
Yep.
He might as well be considered an SNL cast member in some ways.
I didn't know he wasn't, but...
Right. I think that's for some... You're not alone on that, but he was...
And he matched up so well with Farley.
I was talking about that this morning, man. Not only were those two's chemistry fantastic, along with Smigel and that, but Chris Farley does. First, my main thing with Farley is we'll never get to see the complete range of his acting.
Yeah,
he was much more than just a comedic actor. I saw him in Second City archives of him and Tim Meadows and some of the things he could do. I would have loved to have seen him grow as an actor, as a performer. I also think that nobody gives him credit for doing some of the greatest acting in sketch comedy history in that sketch as a Wisconsinite pretending to be a Bear fan.
Yep.
Nobody gives Farley enough credit for that, man.
Well, and that's a big part of just saying, hey, you got a job to do, just do it. You don't have to like
it, man.
Just do it. And and get it over with.
That's how good Farley was. He did that stuff, yep. Man. He was good. And George Wendt was amazing. Just real quick little note. I'm teaching my first couple of years at Second City, and one of my favorite people, Brian, comes busting into the school and into the classroom. We got like room for maybe 30, 40 people in these classrooms, mm-hmm. And that's, you know, close. He said, "You got to go." I couldn't even understand what he was saying. He's just moving his arm. Some of the students thought there was a fire happening or something. So we're rushing down to the second floor, to the first floor. We're all cramming into this room where George Wendt is up front, and he's talking to a couple of students. There was finals going on. There were some of these things, and he wasn't there to like speak to the school or anything.
You're just talking,
just hanging out, just talking to guys. I know that every time somebody passes, most of the time somebody passes, everybody says this was one of the sweetest people of all time. All that
he really was.
He really was.
A lot of times I've read stories of him just going over to Oktoberfest in La Crosse, and he was a beer drinker. He's similar to me, likes his beer, but he would go over there and hang out and just, "Hey, how you doing?" You know, just small talk. "Hey, you're hanging out with me tonight." And they I mean, he'd get his VIP areas, but people would be drinking with friggin' Norm all night.
Yeah, that's amazing. Amazing legacy for a guy who, you know, I think it should be said, he completely self-made. George Wendt, just like 99% of our audience out there, blue-collar family, yep. Midwest background, yep. no entertainment ties or anything like that. He shows up at Second City, they hand him a broom, welcome to theater. From that broom to, you know, the 30 Rock stage, yep. to the sets in California, shooting Cheers, all that stuff, like, yep. Completely self-made.
And I'll tell you what, last night I stepped down. I got tired of being in the house before I went to bed. I stepped down to the corner bar, walked in, and, you know, there's Mike. I haven't seen me in a while, and sat down and was waiting for a beer. And bartender, she looks at me and says, "Mike, how's today?" And I'm like, "It just caught me in bed with its wife." It, one of the best so lines good. By so George Wendt or Norm Peterson. And she looked at me and said, "What?" And I'm like, "Norm Peterson died." "Well, she knew a Norm Peterson." "Mm. How do you know him?" Oh, I'm like, gosh. No. Oh. George Wendt. Yeah. George Wendt from Cheers. Yeah. And yeah, I heard about that. That's too bad. But I know a Norm Peterson. So I'm like, "Sorry, I don't know. I hope he's okay."
Yeah. you know, when we got time next week or something, and we got all summer long to get into the Packer schedule and stuff. Okay, easy there,
Kid Rock. All summer long.
But I will say, already just looking, and I've only glanced at it a couple of times. I don't know it by heart yet or anything. But I like the way that this is lining up if you're a Green Bay Packer fan.
I don't like the early bye week, but you could easily be 2-2 after the first four games.
That was the thing that I didn't like. You're right about that.
And man, 2-2 after your first four games, ooh, man, it's how you finish, not how you start. And that's where things shape up. I mean, man, you got the Bears twice in 3 weeks in December. You got the last road game of the year in Minnesota in January. The big thing to remember out of the whole schedule is their last game of the year is on my birthday in San Francisco.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, when they win the Super Bowl.
Right on.
And it's February 8th. So.
Hey, if you are a Packer fan and you're not thinking Super Bowl, I think you're underestimating your team.
I agree.
I'm not saying it's a guarantee. Absolutely.
Injuries and just bad luck. I mean, look at the Vikings. They had excellent. They had the horseshoe you know where. They should have lost how many games last year, and they ended up winning them last second scores. You know, you never know.
Yeah, I will say Minnesota is the most interesting team in our division to me because not only did they win some games like that last year, a lot of games that way last year, mm-hmm. but they got a coaching staff that knows that,
yep.
and they're smart.
Yep.
They have a coach so good, other teams were trying to poach him all offseason, yep. To the point where he had to actually come out and make up like, "Look, I'm staying in Minnesota. I don't want to go
leave
anywhere."
Me alone.
I think that makes them a real dangerous wild card team in the division where they're, I don't want to say they're playing with house money by any means, but the expectation for Minnesota is not the same as Detroit and Green Bay.
Well, the thing with Minnesota is going to be interesting. How does Sam Howell fit the mold now? And does J.J. McCarthy get healthy enough to play? And yeah. Is he the guy?
Yeah.
I don't know about any of that. Because if you start leaning on and trying to shut down Mr. Aaron Jones, well, Sam Howell has shown he can throw the ball. And you throw anything within 20 yards to Jefferson, he's going to catch it. But that's where I kind of wonder about that. Is he going to have the time? Because their line is traditionally pretty poor. And does Howell have the accuracy?
I want so bad for Brett Favre to sign in Pittsburgh. And not even an hour later, I want Minnesota to sign like Joe Flacco or
Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers.
I want Aaron Rodgers to sign in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but you said Brett Favre.
Did I? Yeah. Oh, okay, I meant to say Aaron. I had Favre up here for the Netflix thing. So, yeah, I want Aaron Rodgers to sign in Pittsburgh, and then like an hour later, Minnesota to sign a veteran quarterback. And just the frustration he's got to feel from something like that. Well, I want that to happen so bad. We have no show on Friday because we got some great baseball for you softball lined up for you Friday. So, again, Thursday, 4:35 tomorrow, Stratford at Assumption. Mike and Seth going to have that for you. Great show, Mike.
Hey, you too, buddy.
You guys have a great night.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge here on 105.5 FM WIRI. It is I, Laura, and I'm happy to be here with you on this Wednesday evening. I hope y'all are well. We're going to kick things off here with Billy Currington.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping night on cares, talking politics,